You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'. Hold it now.
Brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, influenced by the original, yet relevant now, is an enduring icon that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well with you. The news over the weekend that caught many folks by surprise was the surprise resignation of Ben Jealous as president and CEO of the NAACP after 5 years of leadership. So exactly what is behind his decision? He joins us right now. Ben, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roland.
All right, Ben, you had recently signed a 3-year contract, you took some time off this summer and came to the conclusion that, you know what, it's important to be a husband and a father.
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I five years ago when I stepped up to accept the challenge, I made two promises. The first was to take the NAACP to the next level, and the second was to my daughter about 4 months later on her third birthday when she says, when do I get my daddy back? That I would do that within 5 years and get back to being a real full-time engaged dad. And having kept the first promise, you know, we are not just the biggest in the streets now as we always have been. We're the biggest online, on mobile, and at the ballot box too. And we've also expanded our donor base more than 8 times. So we're financially much, much stronger. And having kept that first promise, there was just no reason not to keep the second promise too.
Why do you think you can't do both? Why do you think you can't do both?
Well, you know, I've got a 7.5-year-old daughter. I have a 14-month-old son. I traveled 145 days last year, the same year that my son was born.
Uh-huh.
And this work really requires you to be very responsive to the work. Last year I told my wife, look, you know, the next 5 months I'm going to have one whole week off where I don't have to travel, where I can be here. That happened to be the week that I ended up spending all week in Sanford, Florida, trying to help push folks to get George Zimmerman behind bars. I mean, it's uh-huh. just the work is that compelling. And this, when you look back, you know, I think, Tom, what really drove it home for me is I went to the funeral of the daughter of a man who had led the association for almost 20 years before he died an untimely death in his early 50s. And this is 57 years later, and I'm talking to folks last summer at the funeral, and one after the other came up to me, complimented me on my remarks, and then talked about how much pain she still carried because she felt like her father had sort of left her, if you will, you know, left her by herself long before he died because of this work. And so I think it's important. My family's been involved in the association for 5 generations, and it's important for us to step up and serve when we can, but to also recognize that life gives us multiple opportunities to serve, but it only gives us one opportunity to really be a dad to our kids when they're young and they really need us. And having borrowed 5 years, if you will, from that time with my daughter, it was important for me to get it back with her before she becomes a tween and kind of checked out in some ways, and to get it with my son.
But that's not going to be the only thing you'll do, right?
Ben, what's next for you?
Well, man, look, I'm 40 years old. I got a whole lot of life in front of me. Right now, I plan on, you know, doing, frankly, what Ron Walters did for me 20 years back. I plan on going and teaching, really investing and training the next generation of leaders in a very dynamic way. Also sitting down with some friends to look at, you know, can we really build upon these past several years and create a permanent pact to help accelerate the statewide victories that we think soon can be won by candidates of color across the South and Southwest.
Will you start your own political action committee?
Yeah, look, you know, my friends I did in 2007, we raised $10 million to help then-Senator Obama mm-hmm. in the early primary states. And those friends have gone on to continue to do it for candidates in various places. But we think this could be the time to create a real super PAC to focus on statewide races and helping blacks and progressives win in the Southeast and Latinos and progressives win in the Southwest. You know, we haven't had that sort of ongoing presence for people of color candidates in this country. Since the very early 1970s, and we've never had it in a very big way. And so that's what we're sitting down to see if we can get done.
Good. Ben, you're staying on board through the end of December. It's effective December 31st. What about the transition period in terms of choosing the next leader? What is that process? What conversations have you had thus far with Board Chair Roslyn Brock?
Sure. Well, you know, Chairman Brock and I are both nonprofit professionals. I mean, we're movement leaders. Both of us have spent more than 20 years working for nonprofits, both on both sides of the table, at foundations and actually at the nonprofit groups as well. And the reason why the association has rebounded the way that it has, you know, that we've doubled our revenues in 5 years, moving straight through the recession, going from $23 million a year to $46 million a year. You know, the reason that we've been able to reopen all the programs and all the regional offices and so forth is because we've been committed to running the NAACP the way that a good nonprofit should be run. And that includes this transition. You know, too often our groups are denied the kind of normal transition that all nonprofits deserve. I mean, it can be because of somebody gets assassinated or there's an untimely death or there's a scandal. And this time, it was very important to me from the very beginning that when that transition came, it would be a normal, orderly transition. This one will take, I'll be there to get it started for the next 4 months, but then I leave behind me a very deep management bench. I mean, we have doubled the size of the staff over the past 5 years, and we have a very deep, very gender diversified management bench that will stay behind. I have a very strong COO and a man named Roger Van, and that will really let us, empower us, if you will, to move from strength to strength as we go from me as CEO to the next CEO.
Ben Jealous, right, stepping down from the NAACP to spend more time with his family. Wow. After 5 years.
Ben, we certainly appreciate it, Ben, and good luck to your wife. I'm sure she'll be happy to have her husband home as well.
Yes, she is.
Lucky
thanks,
family.
Roland. Thanks,
good
Tom.
For you.
Thanks,
yeah.
Very
nice.
Ben, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Wow.
So for all the folks who think it's drama, Tom, there's no drama in the brother leaving.
And you know, we will look for that, Roland.
Yes, we will.
Even after you just put it out there,
yeah,
that there's
yeah,
no,
still,
we're going to still look for
right,
it.
Just letting folks know.